Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, on Monday the 6th of June, there's a very special afternoon concert in St Mary's Pro Cathedral in aid of Peter McFerry's Homeless Trust and Dogs Aid Animal Rescue. Linda Martin will be emceeing and Daniel O'Donnell will be performing with the Sean Gilligan Hallelujah Gospel Choir. And Daniel is on the line now. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hello, Ray. How are you doing?
Good. And you, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, fine.
I just worked it out there. Monday the 6th is the bank holiday Monday.
That's right, yes. It's an afternoon concert. That's why I suggested to do an afternoon concert, because it was the bank holiday. So hopefully it'll work out okay.
Have you performed in St. Mary's Pro Cathedral before, Daniel?
No, never. I've been to Mass there a few times, but never... Yeah. Never did any singing there. So looking forward to it. It's always nice to get the opportunity to do shows like this one. I mean, obviously it's very different to a regular show because the music is all inspirational, you know, and some hymns and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it very much. I mean, obviously, like a lot of people, I sang in the choir at home from when I was very young. And recorded a number of albums of inspirational music. So it's nice to get the chance to sing them in this setting, because it's just very special.
And then you have the gospel choir, which as well, which is
looking
great.
Forward to that too.
Yeah.
I've never sung with them either, so looking forward. They're going to, you know, join us in a number of songs. And then I have my own band, and you know the backing singers as well. They'll be there too.
And you probably haven't the whole set list sort of confirmed yet, but give us a taster to whet our listeners' appetites.
We'll sing some of the hymns that people, I suppose, Lady of Knock and Here I Am, Lord, you know, songs like that. We'll sing some gospel songs, you know, like Will the Circle Be Unbroken, On the Wings of a Dove.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
it's kind of, it's a lot of songs that people will know, I'm sure, One Day at a Time. We'll get a go. it'll be a show that people will be able to join in into, you know. I'm hoping that people will recognise a lot of the music and sing along with it.
And there's a unique acoustic in churches and cathedrals, isn't there?
Absolutely, very special. There's something just different about singing in the chapel, anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think it's very, very especially get the opportunity, and to sing in the Pro Cathedral, of course, is a great honour too.
Yeah,
and so I'm really looking forward to
it. So that's June the 6th, and eventbrite.ie for tickets there. And the advice from everybody who knows is to book as early as you can, because they're going to go very quickly. The last time we spoke to you, Daniel, you had little Archie there. You were babysitting him, and he was entertaining us.
I know.
are you on babysitting duties today?
No, I'm not. I'm not on my own today.
Right, okay.
But I was talking to him not long ago. I was talking to Siobhan, and he was in the back of the car. He was shouting out to me. You know, he's a great wee man.
Yeah. So you have three grandchildren, Olivia, Archie and Luke. And grandchildren change everything, don't they?
Well, you know, they do. I mean, they bring an awful lot of joy. And I'm lucky, I suppose, I get the chance to spend a good bit of time with them. I mean, this concert, I haven't done any shows in Ireland at all since lockdown, you know,
right.
Since this is the beginning of it now when we start. Of course, our proper tour starts in Killarney at the end of August. We have four nights at the INEC, and, you know, looking forward to that too. That's just kind of back on the road proper. But, you know, the opportunity to spend time with them is very important too. Suppose I was cutting down before the pandemic hit, and I was deciding, you know, I must get a bit more time off, and that's what I'm doing, you know. So I get a good bit of time in July. I'm hoping to go to Are you still there with me?
I am. No, still with you there, and you're coming in loudly and clearly, yeah.
That's great. I see Magella trying to phone me here. Okay, so I don't even know how to...
Can you include her in the chat? I'd love to chat to her. I don't think she could come on.
No. But anyway,
there's always something going on in your life, Daniel. That's great. I know.
She's checking up on me. Yeah. So I just... You know, the opportunity to be able to have the balance, you know. So when we start in August and Killarney, of course, we go on to November. But my kind of outlook is that I will take more time off and have the opportunity to spend with the grandchildren.
Isn't that
great?
We're
going to Tenerife in July. I'm going with them as the babysitter, I suppose, really.
Yeah, so you let Siobhan and her husband out. That's great.
I will. There's three of them, so... There's the baby's only just coming up a year in October, and Olivia will be 7 in August, and then Archie is 4.
Right.
He's just started cycling without stabilisers.
Brilliant. That's a big moment. That is a big...
Yeah.
And 4 is quite young. Well done to Archie.
Oh, I know. She graduated to a bit bigger bike, and
he inherited it. And listen, I saw the pictures and the videos of you at the top of Croagh Patrick with Charlie Bird, and you became a sort of an MC at the top there. Was that planned?
Well, not really. I mean, not prior to it anyway. As I was leaving the bottom, Father Charlie, who's from the parish down there, said to me, you'll take charge up at the top and do, you know, MC. And I says, will I? And he said, yeah. So he told me a few things that he wanted to happen or not happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
I kind of just said, okay, that'll be fine. But, you know, the whole experience with Charlie was incredible. You know, certainly been on top of the mountain, but the lead up to it, the atmosphere, I don't know that, you know, I've been involved in anything that united the country like Charlie's Climb.
Mm.
It was quite amazing that, you know, I was getting messages from people at home saying they were climbing Errigal and they were going up Muckish, and there was people, you know, climbing mountains in Wicklow and Tipperary and everywhere, you know. And then there was an amount of people went up Croagh Patrick, and I remember standing at the bottom, and you can get a fairly good view of a good part of the mountain, and to see all the people walking was amazing. And then when we eventually arrived at the top, and when Charlie got up to the top, it was unbelievable, just the feeling that was there. You know, and the atmosphere, and, you know, he obviously addressed the people, and we sang a few songs, and then Vicky, feeling out of the blue, came on the phone. There were friends of hers there, and we were able to put her on loudspeaker on the phone, and it was just a moment in time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose, I'm sure a lot of people felt the same, both Charlie and Vicky, and you know, they've had terrible diagnosis, both of them, and yet in their illness they're able to do such positive things. It's quite incredible, and was an honor for me to be a small part of that day in Croagh Patrick with Charlie and with Claire and with all of the people.
Amazing people. And from your description there, the love and the outpouring of affection and love for Vicky and Charlie was palpable. Obviously, you could feel it. You could.
Oh, God, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, yes. It was amazing.
Yeah, and what condolences. I spotted that Joe Collum, who people probably won't know, but was a huge part of your life, died over the weekend, was it?
Yes, we just had his funeral yesterday.
Yeah.
Joe joined me. He was from Donegal, but he lived here in Dublin. And Joe travelled with me. He drove me, started working with me in 1987. And he then got ill in 2008. He had cancer diagnosis. And he went through treatment and beat the cancer, but it had, you know, it had a terrible effect on, I suppose, his quality of life after that. Although he did come back and worked with me for a while after that again. But even so, we were in contact all the time. And he died very suddenly last week. He got ill, and over a few days he was gone. And he was just a huge part of my life. Last year in September, Ronnie, who played the accordion in the band, passed away. And he had been with me from 1984 up until 2016. And Joe, of course, was nearly 30 years as well. So it's a huge loss to, you know, for somebody like that to go. And, you know, it was there were more than work colleagues.
That's what I was going to say next, because that bond, it isn't just professional. It's about trust and friendship.
Absolutely, yes.
And you feeling completely safe and secure in their company.
Absolutely. And, you know, Joe and myself, I was just saying yesterday, you know, Joe and I spent more time together. We were in the car together. You know, we traveled the world together. He drove me everywhere for 25 years.
Right.
And he'll never be forgotten. Tomorrow he would have been 68.
Right.
And a young man.
It's that knowing when somebody like yourself, Daniel, wants to chat or doesn't want to chat.
Yes, he knew exactly. Yeah. He knew me better than I knew myself. And, you know, ironically, Joe worked with Linda Martin too.
Uh-huh.
And a number of years ago, Joe took me in. We went up and behind the iron somewhere, and I had pictures taken with two of Linda's dogs. She was getting, and you know, publicity for the great work that she does too. And, you know, the last time I was speaking to him, he says, you're doing a concert for Linda at last.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I am. I said, we're doing one for Linda's charity and you know, Father McFerry. And, you know, so he was pleased about that. And, you know, when I was talking to Linda briefly yesterday at the funeral, you know, and I was thinking, isn't it amazing, you know, the different, he worked with Dickie Rock, he worked with the Cotton Mill Boys, he was involved, a great friend of Ronan Collins.
He'd be missed, he'd be sadly missed.
You know, so obviously we'll never forget him.
No, and that mentioned there, the fact that you're finally doing the concert with Linda, and that concert is in St. Mary's Pro Cathedral on June 6th, and as you say, it's for Peter McFerry Homeless Trust and Dogs Aid Animal Rescue, which is a charity that's very close to Linda's heart. Daniel, mind yourself, great talking to you.
Thanks a million, Ray, and thanks for the opportunity, and hopefully we'll see as many as can be on the 6th of June.
Right, Eventbrite. That's it from us. Cormac and John Cook are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening. There you go.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.